a year of power,
amen.
A year of soul winning,
amen.
A year of preparing for the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
This is the year that will be the best year deeper life has ever been.
Amen.
The word of God at the center of our lives,
amen.
And the message of holiness at the center of the ministry, and the power that turns our lives around to the glory of God, the Lord is going to fulfill in every life in Jesus' name. This year will sweep traditions away. It'll be a year of transformation, and all the cobwebs of spiritual dirt, everything will be swept away in Jesus' name. And the pure gospel, transparent gospel, the message that prepares us for the coming of the Lord on every pulpit in deeper life, in every state, every nation, every local government, everywhere, Nigeria, Africa, and beyond, in Jesus' name. And this year is going to be the year of personal strength for everyone.
Yeah.
And you are going to cooperate with your general superintendent. Give me a good amen.
Yeah.
Whatever direction the Lord is leading, as he has given you a leader, like Paul the apostle told the people, if I'm not an apostle to others, am I not to you? And we should once in a while say the same thing, as the Lord has raised up your leader so that he can perfect the saints and lead them to glory land. We will listen, we will obey, we will follow through, and this church will be the church that will honor and glorify the Lord. And so please, this year, as we see, we might change this and turn this around and, you know, move this way, and then we're sweeping away all the traditions we didn't know were traditions, and now we just concentrate on the pure word of God. I'm going to have your cooperation in Jesus' name. And when that happens, you'll never be the same again. Let's close our eyes for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. What a year this will be, and what prophetic words you have given to us this year. Lord, we pray as we march on, everyone will march on to victory in Jesus' name. The heart to obey your word, the single-mindedness to believe you and to do as you are teaching. Lord, we pray you confirm that and grant to everyone in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We pray there be real assurance of salvation,
amen.
Real experience of sanctification and holiness, and the real power of the Lord, the dynamite of the Holy Ghost, will fire from on high on every life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This year, Satan will have no place to hide. Sickness will not have any place to hide. And all those things, afflictions of the past, this year will reject everything in Jesus' name. No premature death, no evil thing will ever befall any of us this year in Jesus' name. Lord, you gave that man of God that Isaiah told, set your house in order because you will die. And individually, personally by himself, with personal prayer, he left Isaiah alone. It wasn't a pray for me believer, but he took hold on the promise of God and said, God, let's talk about it. I'm not ready to die. God said, Isaiah, go back to him, give him 15 years more to live. This year, by you holding on to the promise of God, more years will be added to your life. more strength added to your life. The courage of the faithful, the power of the faithful, and the fervency of the righteous, God will give to everyone in Jesus' name. Any bad dream, any bad thing you had last year, all the water that went under the bridge, they will not come back. This is your year of strength, your year of victory, and your year of triumph. I will hear your testimony. Confirm it in every life in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, because we know it is done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you very much, young people. You're always past the clapping. Let me give you a chance, young people. God bless you. Now, youths, give me a great, great amen. Now, fathers and mothers, are you there? You know, somebody said, I'm not a father yet. Count those seeds which be not as though they were. I said, fathers and mothers, are you there? Give me a fatherly, motherly amen. The Lord confirm it to your life in Jesus' name. Now, this year is going to be different. I said this year is going to be different. Now, don't you ever say, this year, you know, the pastor did not pray for me. What did I just do now? Of course, you know, sometimes they are waiting. I told you, now, are you all right? This is the first Sunday of the year. I said, are you all right? It's testimony, preaching, everything, all right together? Uh-huh. And so I've been traveling about last year, but you know, this year I will see you where you are. Give me a good amen there. You know, it's at the headquarters here. They wait until we sit down and tell, okay, what's your name? What's the problem? Oh, sorry, what a pity. And you know, Pastor Liz, I'm listening to you. I went here, and then, oh, what a pity. Sorry about that. It's Satan that did that. Is this one? Is it? That's what headquarters, that's what you are waiting for. But you know, over there, as I go to the states and the regions and everywhere, some of them are waiting. And they, you know, they're all at the gate there, and they have somebody else tumor like this in the belly, very big. And then he's standing there at the gate, and he says, as the pastor is coming, all I need to do, I will watch. I will see his car. Once he looks at me like this, and he says, God bless you, my tummy will go down. And they're staying there, and then I'm an innocent person. How many of you know I'm an innocent pastor? I'm just an innocent person going like this. And then as I see somebody there, I don't know what's their intention or whatever, and I just say, praise the Lord. God bless you. Say, praise the Lord. I got my miracle. And then during testimony time, they come to testify. Everything tumor went away. So this year, don't wait. If I see you, I see miracle there. If I wave to you, you got your miracle. I don't know whether a pastor in Burkina Faso is here. You know, we went to Burkina Faso. Are you right with all these stories? Went to Burkina Faso. And as I got to Burkina Faso, I got there a day before time. But that's before the program. So I said, Pastor, let me go to your district churches just to see their churches, to see how they are developing and growing. And then we got to a local church there. The people were there. I wasn't to preach. They expected preaching. And I said, no, I didn't come here. I just came to see your building. What a good building is this. This is wonderful. And then, you know, there was a sister there. She was paralyzed on crutches, and she was at the door, just sitting down there with her crutches.
And I just said, oh, praise God, sister. I wasn't going to pray because, you know, we had not started the crusade. So I went to the front and I said, praise the Lord, no preaching now. I just came to say, how are you there? And then I waved to them, they waved to me. And so as I was going out of the church building, all the other people, they were excited and happy. And I saw her there and I felt, for her. And I just to encourage her, I think I put my hand on her shoulder and I said, God bless your sister. We'll meet at the crusade. Oh, that's all, that's all. And then, looks like you know what I'm going to say. Okay, let me talk now. Let me talk. And then we went out and all the other people, they came out. That he used to say, bye bye, pastor. And she was the only one there in the church building. She said, what am I doing here? The pastor laid hands on me already. Ye shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And so while the others were saying, praise the Lord, pastor, we'll see you in the evening, she got up. And then crutches this way, and she too also came out walking like a gentle lady, great lady, and said, bye bye, pastor. And then in the evening we wanted to give testimony, and so she came in the evening, no crutches, everything all right. And our pastor in Benin Republic was there helping us to interview people. And so the pastor said, we're asking for people that have testimony. Yes, yes, I have testimony. He didn't recognize her because from the time we saw her in the afternoon until this time now, you couldn't tell that sister was ever paralytic in her life. And then she marches here, and the lady that was there, didn't you see me? I was on my crutches in the afternoon when you came to our local district church. Who knows, I might be visiting your district church this year. That will be something. I said that will be something. And when I come, don't worry, you know, pastor, I'm crying. You will not cry this year. And so many things have been happening. Our own time, headquarters, Lagos, where are you? It has come in Jesus' name. Now, we're going to look at the word of, is that all right now? So anything can happen. I said anything can happen. It's coming your way. You will never be the same again in Jesus' name. We're looking at John chapter 10. John chapter 10, and I'm reading from verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, praise the Lord, that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. I want to look at the word of God this morning on 365 days of the more abundant life. 365 days of the more abundant life. Jesus Christ said, you have come to this new year, and he has come to this new year with you, and it is to give you life and to give you the more abundant life. Deuteronomy chapter 11, I'm reading from verses 11 and 12. They will go to verse 21. Deuteronomy chapter 11. And then we're looking at verses 11 and 12. Here is what it says. But the land whither ye go to possess it is a land of hills and valleys, and drinketh water of the rain of heaven. A land which the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it. This year, the eyes of the Lord your God will be upon your family. Will be upon your life. And then it says, from the beginning of the year, I thought that will be January for us, even until the end of year, I thought that will be December. From January to December, the presence of the Lord will be with you. The protection of the Lord will be with you. The provision of the Lord will be with you. Every week of this year, every day of this year, you will sense that power. You will sense that protection. And no evil eye will see or behold you in Jesus' name. 365 days of the more abundant life. Verse 21, that your days, whose days? Your days may be multiplied. Don't you let anybody tell you that you are going to die soon. I said, don't let any false prophet tell you anything that you are going to die soon. Multiplication and longevity is coming your way. And the days of your children, he will preserve your children in the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers to give them. Listen to this. As the days of heaven upon the earth, I claim that. I said, I claim that. There's no sickness in heaven. There's no weakness in heaven. There's no affliction in heaven. There's no poverty in heaven. There's no incurable disease in heaven. As the days of heaven upon the earth. 365 days of the more abundant life. It's coming your way. In Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 32. Romans chapter 8. And we're reading from verse 32. Here is what it tells us in Romans 8 verse 32. It says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us. Tell me the next word. All. You are there. You're included. God is love. That's his character. That's his nature. He loves you more than you can ever tell. Say, Jesus loves me. For this I know. For the Bible tells me so. If he loves you, he'll wipe away your tears. If he loves you, he will give you joy and gladness. If he loves you, all the promises he has made unto you, he will fulfill them in Jesus' name. He spared not his own son, but he delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him also, give me the next word there, freely give us all things. 365 days of a more abundant life. It has started already. There are three points we're going to consider. Number one, the point of entry. The point of entry. How do I enter into that? The lifetime of victory. The lifetime of triumph. And the lifetime of all the needs of my life supplied. The point of entry. Number two, the path to excellence. You will excel this year. If you have never known success and joy and upliftment, your year has now come. And it's a path that leads to joy and to happiness and to victory and to holiness and to everything the Lord has provided for us. The path to excellence. Number three, perseverance till the end. Perseverance till the end. You will not stop your journey halfway. You have started the Christian race. You will finish well in Jesus' name. Number one, tell me number one out there. The point of entry. We're looking at John chapter 9, chapter 10. John chapter 10, and I'm reading from verses 9 and 10. John chapter 10. Verses 9 and 10. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. I shall go in and out and find pasture. Do you see there the point of entry? That is to enter into a more abundant life. Jesus said, I am the door. and by me. If anyone is going to enter in into this victorious life, into this triumphant life, into this the more abundant life, it's by me. That anyone who wants that will enter in. I want to appeal to you there. If you have not given your life to Christ, you're cheating yourself. You're denying yourself of a great, great privilege. Because if you want this abundant life, spiritual life, eternal life, a happy life, a joyful life, a successful life, a fulfilled life, it says, I am the door, and it is by me that you will enter in. And then it says, he shall be saved. That's the point of entry. He shall be saved. Salvation is yours. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. What do we do to get saved? We turn away from sin. We turn to the Savior. We say, Savior, you are mine. You died for me. I must be sure of that in this new year, because that is the very point of entry. And he shall go in. It's going in to the pasture. It's going in to the more abundant life. That's why it says in verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. You will find that there are people that will come to you. They're looking for disciples. They're looking for followers. They're looking for people. They're looking for slaves. They're looking for people. They will oppress and attack, and they want to steal. Even the little you had coming with you from the previous year, they say, you know, we'll send this one, we'll send this one. They come to steal, and then they come to kill. The people that kill your spirit, they kill your enthusiasm, they kill your passion, they kill your forward march. Like our singers told us that we're marching forward. I'm marching forward with them. I said I'm marching forward with them. But you see, there are people that forward march, that drive in you, that passion in you, that this year I'm going to march forward, I'm going to succeed. They come to you and they kill your spirit. They are sent by the enemy. Nobody will kill your spirit this year. And then it says, and to destroy. Will you allow them to destroy you? And so Jesus said, turn away from them. I am come that they might have life. What do you have in Christ? I said, what do you have in Christ? We have life in Christ. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it. I want to hear you there. That they might have it more abundantly. That more abundant life has come. Amen. The point of entry. Mark chapter 1. In Mark chapter 1, reading from verse 14 and from verse 15. Now, after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching the gospel. That's what gospel means, good news. What do you have this year? I said, what do you have this year? Good news. You'll hear good news. Good news of salvation. Good news of success. And good news of sanctification. Good news of joy. Joy, joy in the Lord in Jesus' name. Good news will come to you from everywhere. It will come from heaven. It will come from the far country. And your people far away have not heard from them for a long time. Good news you'll hear from them. Jesus preached the good news. It's the good news of repentance. And the good news of righteousness. And the good news of redemption. Then it says, it's of the kingdom of God. Saying, the time is fulfilled. This is your time. The time is fulfilled. Then it says, the kingdom of God is at hand. How do I enter that kingdom? How do I enter into this life, the life of the kingdom, the power in the kingdom, the provision in the kingdom? It says, repent ye and believe the gospel. Repent ye and believe the gospel. Let me show what the gospel, John chapter 3, we're looking at the gospel. John chapter 3, chapter 3. I'm reading from verse 16. When it says, believe the gospel. John 3, verse 16. Are you ready? For God, what's the first word there? G. What's the first word in the, what the first letter rather? For God, G, G. For God, G. Write that G. So loved the world that he gave his only, only. What's the first letter there? Write it next to that G. He gave his only begotten son. Son, what's the first letter there? Yes, write that. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish. What's the first letter there? That's P. Write that. And, but have everlasting. What's the first letter there? E. Life. What's the first letter there? Write all that. What do you have there? That's the gospel. Gospel is John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world. And you are part of that world. And it says, repent. And this is what to believe. That God so loved me, part of the world, that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever, praise the Lord, I can get saved. Praise the Lord, I can enter in. Praise the Lord, there is no discrimination. There is no partiality. That whosoever believeth in him, you believe in him today, and that assures you also of your salvation. That confirms your salvation. Whosoever believeth in him will not perish. I will not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the beginning. That's being born again. That's the very time, the point of entry into the kingdom and into the more abundant life. You repent and you believe the gospel. This year will be different in your life. Acts of the Apostles, I'm reading from chapter 2. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 38. Acts chapter 2. And we're reading from verse 38. Look at this. It says, then Peter said unto them, what's the next word? Repent. You see, that's the entry. And we have this thing that Christ has provided, the abundance of peace and the abundance of purity and the abundance of power, the power of the Holy Ghost. And then we get into that land that is flowing with milk and honey. It says the point of entry is this: repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the removal, remission, forgiveness of sins, and ye shall receive. See that now? You repent. That's the entry. You come into the kingdom and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you. This year, the power of the Holy Ghost is for you. The provision of the Holy Ghost is for you. Everything you want, you have them in Christ. You have them in the Spirit. The authority of the name of Christ and the abundance and the anointing in the power of the Holy Ghost, the unction of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you and unto your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. As he called me, as he called me, as he called you, then it's as many as the Lord our God shall call. This life we're talking about, this abundance we're talking about, this provision we're talking about, is for as many as the Lord our God shall call. If he has called you, where are you? I said, if he has called you, where are you? The Lord has seen your hand. And you will see that the abundant provision will be for you this year in Jesus' name. Now, what's the path that leads there? So that I know this year, you know, if you are going somewhere and you know that this is what we're going to get over there, you must find out, here I am now and I want to go to that place. Can you show me the way? Yes, I can show you. I can show you the path that leads from here to where you are going. And the word of God has mapped it out. He has said, here you are now, you have entered the point of entry. You want to know the path to that excellence, the path to that mountaintop, the path to that abundance. And you must be very careful that the path that is revealed and shown, you take that path, and you will not branch here or branch there. You know, sometimes you are going on the way, and then you see all these cars. There is a lot of hold up, and everybody is just staying there, and they're just moving slowly and moving slowly. And you see road here that is free. There's no car there. And you're wondering, why don't they just branch off and take that road? You see the road free, express. You can take that road, and nobody is going that road, and everybody is just staying online, and they are going this direction. And then you say, but why? Oh, they say, the place I'm going, if I take this free road, it will not get there. If I take that other expressway, although it is free, I'm not just in for a jolly ride. I'm going to a definite place. And this place where there appears to be hold up, that's the place, that's the road that leads to where I'm going. The same thing. You know, you're coming here, and then we'll show you this is the path that leads to excellence. You may see other free roads, other free byway, and other free expressway. And you say, can't you take this? No, I cannot take that. Why? That doesn't lead to where I am going. You know where you are going. I said, you know where you are going. Finally and ultimately, you are going to heaven. I said, you are going to heaven. When the saints go marching in, Lord, count me, I'll be among their number. And because that's where you are going, that's why you focus your attention on the path that leads there. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I'm reading from verse 31. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, reading from verse 31. But covet earnestly the more, the best gifts, and yet show I unto you, tell me, a more excellent way. A more excellent way. What's that more excellent way? That's chapter 13. Do I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, and have not charity? That's love, the love of God in the heart of man. I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have all the gift of prophecy, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, what happens? I am nothing. And then he says in verse 3, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give all my body to be burnt, and have not charity, the love of God in man's heart, it profited me nothing. This is the way. You know, you want to have peace in your family, what's the way? Love. You want to have understanding between you and your children, so that there will be no heartache, there will be unity in your family between the parents and the children. What's the excellent way? It's love. You want to have promotion in your place of work. What's the excellent way? It's love. You want to have progress in the work of the Lord. You're a pastor, you're a preacher, you're a leader in the church, and you have all these young people that you are leading, all the converts that you are leading. How will they stick to the teaching and stick to the way that we're teaching them? The way is love. You want to be successful, and you want to be triumphant. Anything you want in life, here is a more abundant life, and you want that in your life. What's the excellent way? It's a way of love. It's telling us that this year, as we wake up in the morning, we say, Lord, lead me in the way of excellence today. And that way of excellence is the love of God. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. And is kind. You are kind not because of what they do or what they don't do. You are kind because you are a kind person. And a kind person is not a person that is only kind on the basis of what the people say, what the people do. This will be your nature. God is love, and God loves. He loves every time. His love does not depend on circumstances. His love does not depend upon situation. It's not a situational love, a conditional love. He loves us before we ever loved him. He first loved us. And if you have the nature of God, that's what you'll practice this year. You'll not be saying, he frowned at me, I'm going to frown at him. He frowned because that's what he has. What do you have? If he reveals what he has, you show what you have. He says love, charity, suffereth long, and he is kind. Charity envieth not. Why would you? Why would you envy? Everything you have, everything you need is going to be given unto you. You have everything already. How do you envy another person when you have your own? Are you there? You have brain. How do you envy another person that also has his own brain? He has his own. I have my own. I have my feet to walk. He has his feet to walk. How do I look at him. He has 2 feet. He has 2 feet. Why is he running? Well, you have 2 feet. You too can run. If I have what he has, if I have more than what he has, I have the Bible. I have Christ. I have Calvary. I have the cross. I have the blood of Jesus. I have faith. All things are given to me. I have everything. You don't envy people when you have everything they have and you have more than what they have. Envieth not. And charity vaunteth not itself. Why doesn't he vaunt it himself? Why doesn't he get proud? Oh, because I have nothing that I've not been given. My legs, he gave them to me. My brain, he gave them to me. Eyesight, he gave all that to me. Hands, he gave all that to me. I cannot glory over another person. See me. I have 2 hands, strong hands, and you don't have any hands. I didn't create those hands. He gave them to me. And everything you have wife, he gave her to you. You have husband, he gave him to you. You have children, everything you have, he has given you. You have money, you have position, you have job, he gave everything to you. What are you going to be proud about? So he vaunteth not up itself. And then he says, and it's not puffed up. He does not behave itself unseemly. You know the people that behave themselves unseemly, they just want attention. They want to attract attention to themselves. But how do you don't have to do that. You are the light of the world. You just stay where you are and you keep on shining. And some people, if they want to walk in the light, they come to walk by your light. Other people prefer to stay in darkness. That's their business. You just shine. This year, you will shine. I said this year, you will shine. You're not doing anything unseemly, anything to draw attention. You just do what you do because this is you. And this is the purpose why the Lord has put you there. And then he says in the next verse over here that he does not rejoice in iniquity. He does not rejoice in iniquity. Why? Oh, because he loves righteousness. He loves holiness. And when he hears that iniquity is taking place somewhere, that's not his joy. Does not rejoice in iniquity. Does not. He rejoices in the truth. He beareth all things like Joseph. They sold him to slavery. He beareth all things. I don't know why, but God knows why. And then Potiphar's wife told lies against him. I don't know why, but God understands. And he beareth all things. They sent him to the prison. Me of all people in prison, I don't understand this, but he beareth all things. And these 2 people had dreams and they were sad. He said, why are you sad? What's the matter with you? I can interpret those dreams. And interpreted for them. And he told the other man, he said, remember me when you get out of this place. And the man forgot him, but he beareth all things. He knew that his time was coming. Your time is coming. What if that man remembered him before Pharaoh had his dream? They'll just release him into nothingness. But at the right time, God is never late. I said, God is never late. You will discover this year. Just keep on living your life bear all things, bear all things, bear all things. And at the final time, you'll find that all those things you are bearing will lead you to the throne in Jesus' name. And then it says in that verse 7 that he believeth all things. He doesn't believe lie, he believes the promises of God. And he hopeth all things and endureth all things. Verse 8, charity never fails. Money will fail, charity never fails. Charisma will fail, charity never fails. Love will not fail. Which is the way this year? The excellent way is the way of love. That's a summary of everything. You say, just this year, I'm just going to love. I'll just love everybody. In the love of God, not loss, not evil things. And as you do that, you'll get to that excellent way in Jesus' name. And I will see you on the top. Where are you? I'll see you there in Jesus' name. Point number 3 now. Perseverance till the end. Perseverance till the end. You will endure till the end. You will not die by the wayside. You will be among the people that begin the year in Christ, and then before December, they are no more in Christ. You are in Christ today, you'll be in Christ tomorrow. You'll be in Christ until he comes. And when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise, and then they go up, and we are caught up together to be with them, I will be there. Will you be there? You'll be there in Jesus' name. Perseverance till the end. You know what? Whatever the trial, whatever the temptation, the Lord can keep you for that 1 hour of the trial. Am I right? If he can keep you for 1 hour, he can keep you for 1 day. Because a day is made up of 1 hour, another 1 hour, another 1 hour. And if he can keep you for 1 hour, he keep you for 1 day. If he can keep you abiding in the Lord for 1 day, he can keep you for 1 week. If he can keep you for 1 week, he can keep you for 1 month. If he can keep you for 1 month abiding in the Lord, he can keep you for 1 year. If he has kept you for 1 year, he can keep you for the rest of your life. You will persevere. You will hold on. That Satan will not bring you down into sin in Jesus' name. Job chapter 17. Job chapter 17. I'm reading from verse 9. The righteous. Did he come to church today? The righteous. I said, did he come to church today? Is there? Who is the person I'm talking about? The righteous also shall hold on his way. And he that has clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. That's perseverance. I will persevere. I said, I will persevere. Genesis chapter 5. Genesis chapter 5. And I'm reading here from verse 22. Genesis chapter 5, we're reading from verse 22. The word of God tells us very clearly that Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Think about that. Some people get born again, within 3 years, they fade off, evaporate, they're weak, no spine, no backbone. But in the case of Enoch, this is perseverance till the end. A year, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, 5 years, 15 years, 20 years, kept on walking with the Lord. 300 years, verse 24, he persevered until the rapture. And Enoch walked with God, and it was not, for God took him. You will endure to the end. In 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 24. First Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. It says, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that she may obtain. This year, don't just talk and don't just live, don't just act haphazardly. See yourself running the Christian race, and so run deliberately, and so run purposefully, and so run with determination that you will obtain, you'll obtain the crown. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate, is self-controlled, is self-disciplined, and is self-denying. Temperate in all things. Now they do each to obtain a corruptible crown. But we, what kind of crown are you going to have? An incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, and so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But what do I do? I keep my body under. You are the one to give instruction to your eyes. Be careful, my little eyes, what you see. You are the one to give instruction. Be the master of your life. Give instruction to your feet. Be careful, my feet, where you go. You are the one to give instruction to your hands. You can't do that. You are the one to instruct your own ears. You can't listen to that. You are the one to give instruction to your mouth. No, you can't say that again. It says, I put all the members of my body under. What kind of a Christian would you be if you just say, you know, brethren, I really don't understand, but this, my hand is not under my control, and my eyes are not under my control, and my ears are not under my control. It's like there's a force above me that makes my hand, my heart, my spirit, my brain, my nerves don't control my hands. They just move uncontrollably. What kind of a man would you be? You don't know the challenge I have. My tongue is not under my control, and even the things I don't intend to say and the things I don't intend to utter, my tongue just moves and I hear myself saying what is coming out. What kind of a man or woman would you be? Paul the apostle said, I'm persevering, and part of that perseverance is I put my body under. I am in charge. You know, if you are not in charge of your life, you cannot be in charge of another person's life. I don't want anybody to come and control me who cannot control himself. I don't want anybody in charge of my life who cannot be in charge of his own life. And I say, charity begins at home. Control begins at home. If you're going to succeed, be a man, be a woman, be a person with a backbone, a real Christian, that you are purposeful. You know why you're doing what you're doing. Your goal is heaven. And anything that contradicts that goal, you say, you cannot be. Satan will not have the final say in your life. The society will not have the final say in your life. But the Holy Ghost, in union with your spirit, will have the final control. And you will be able to say, I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be what? A castaway. You will not be a castaway. You will endure to the very end. Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, and I'm reading here from verse 12 and from verse 13. Verse 12, and because iniquity shall abound, You'll find iniquity abounding on the street, in your communities, in your village, in your place of work, maybe your college. Everywhere iniquity shall abound. The love of many, not the love of all, the love of many shall wax cold. I don't belong there. I said I don't belong there. See where I am. Verse 13. But he, that's me. I said that is me. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Christ is about to come to call his own people home. And one by one, here and there and there, he'll be lifting us up. We'll go up. We'll forever be with the Lord. When you get there, at the feet of the Lord, look for me. I'll be right there. I said, look for me. I'll be right there. Because I've made up my mind, I will endure unto the end. I look for you too when I get there. I said, I look for you too when I get there. You will be there. I said, you will be there. What are you? Tell the Lord. Rise up and tell the Lord, I will be there. Temptation might come, you'll find me at the feet of Jesus on that final day. Trials might come in this life, you will find me at the feet of Jesus on that final day. I will not die by the wayside. I will not quit in the middle of the road. Strength is available for you. Power is available for you. Authority is available for you. The anointing that breaks every yoke is available for you. The strength of the Lord, the strength for the journey, the strength for the way, all available for you. You can stand, you can endure, you can persevere until the very end. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, remember the point of entry. Remember the point of entry. We enter at the point of repentance, at the point of salvation. And as you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, oh Lord, here I am. I believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. You died for me on the cross of Calvary. You died for me on the cross of Calvary. I turn away from my sin. I turn to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who died for me. I receive him. I receive him. I receive him as my Lord and Savior. You enter in. You enter in. Come on in. He's waiting for you. Come on in. He's calling you. And as many as call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. Make this time the point of entry. Make this time the point of entry. You must be saved. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? You must be saved. And whosoever, and whosoever, and whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Salvation is available right here. Salvation is available right here. Call upon the name of the Lord. Turn away from darkness and turn to Jesus, the light of the world. Turn away from darkness and turn to Jesus, the light of the world. Behold, cherub, he calleth thee. He calleth thee. He calleth thee. Lord, I come. Lord, I come. Just as I am. Lord, I come. I come out of darkness. I come into the light. I receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Come on in. Come on in. Whosoever comes, he will no wise cast out. Come on in. Receive him. Receive him. Be born again. Whosoever, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now that you are saved, make up your mind. You will walk in this path that leads to excellence. You will live in love. You will act in love. You will walk in love. You behave in love, charity, love, love, love. You love God. You love Jesus for what he has done for you. You love the communion of the Holy Ghost. You love the Bible. You love the brethren. You love the people of God. You love your wife. You love your husband. You love the children. You love your parents. You love, love everyone, even your enemies too. The way of love. Lord, I will. That's the nature of God. I will love. I will love. No word of bitterness. No word of hatred. No word of putting others down. No word of resentment. No word of revenge. No word of anger. No word of wrath. Kindness. Love. Compassion. Mercy. For other people. Love. And I'll keep on persevering. Keep on persevering. No discouragement this year. No drooping this year. No vacillating this year. No indecision this year. No backsliding this year. Persevere. Persevere. Keep on moving. Keep on moving. Marching on. Marching on. Marching on. Moving on. He can keep you for 1 hour. He can keep you for 1 day. He can keep you for 1 week. He can keep you for 1 year. He can keep you for the rest of your life. Persevere unto the end. All your needs are supplied. Everything you need, it will supply. Persevere. Don't cry for the devil to see that you are weak. Don't cringe. Don't crawl. Don't be a coward. Stand up and stand for the truth. Have the face that quenches all the darts of the wicked one. Be bold. A righteous is as bold as a lion. And fight the good fight of faith. You keep on standing. You keep on walking in the path of righteousness. You will endure till the end. In Jesus' name we pray. And the victorious people of God said, and those who have placed their faith in Christ for the more abundant life, everyone says, Father, in the name of Jesus, we know this will be a new year. This will be a wonderful year, a year of partnership with Christ. And Lord, we know when you are in the boat, that boat cannot sink. We know that when you are with us in the journey, there is no lion in the way. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. And every running lion, you are going to silence this year in Jesus' name. Lord, with courage and focus, with determination and consecration, we get in, we have moved in, we have salvation. We have eternal life. We have forgiveness and redemption. Lord, I pray in every heart, confirm that salvation in Jesus' name. Lord, we know once we take this pathway to excellence, the way of love, everything will fall into line. And therefore, Lord, I pray that this year, nobody will go back to the hatred of the past, bitterness of the past, revenge of the past, vengeance of the past, unforgiveness of the past. I pray, Lord, your love will flow from every heart to each other this year in Jesus' name. And this year, as we move on, there will be triumph. There will be victory. There will be success. There will be achievement. There will be fulfillment. Lord, I pray that thing you have promised everyone, that this is the year of achievement, fulfill it in every life in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that day by day we'll be getting stronger and stronger. Higher and higher. Greater and greater. And Lord, I pray that as our days, so will our strength be. The things that defeated us in the past years, this year we will defeat them. If they show up this year, they will know that this is the best year of our lives. that this is not the year of failure. It's not the year of folly. It's not the year of friendship. It's the year of strength and the year of power. And now, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost, I confer and bestow victory upon your life, triumph upon your life, and the power from on high upon your life in Jesus' name. This year, your expectation will be realized. And you go in the strength of the Lord, and nothing will intimidate you or frighten you. Everything you lost in the past, go and find them. Go and achieve. Go and succeed. Your Christian life will be a shiny Christian life. This year, you have backbone to stand. You have courage to stand. The provision of heaven be abundant upon your life. On you this year, 365 days of the more abundant life. Lord, confirm it upon everyone. We thank you because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray.